It's Mark Reardon for C-Speak, the language of executives, sponsored by PNC Bank, along with Michael Scully, regional president of PNC Bank, and Sandy Hubert, VP and COO at RGAX Global. Hi, Sandy. Thanks for joining us on C-Speak. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
So who do you involve outside of the RGAX ecosystem?
In addition to what we call initiative leads, which is a key role that's part of the process, those are people that are RGAX associates that run the process. And they essentially are bringing an initiative from concept validation to prototype and all the way to a scaled business. They play the role of almost like a general manager building their own business. The other aspect is what we call an entrepreneur in residence. These are people that we source outside individuals that are entrepreneurs, have run a business in their past. They don't have the capital to build a business out today. They have that entrepreneurial spirit. They're scrappy. We look for all of these characteristics, and they have the expertise that we're looking for. So we'll contract with them to run a business concept through concept validation to prototype with a promise for a percentage of equity if they can scale it up. So these people are external individuals that will vet and ensure that they have the skills we're looking for, and they have that entrepreneurial spirit and background. And we'll bring them in to run these business models to bring them to a full-scaled business. So initiative leads are internal RGAX associates, and these entrepreneurs in residence are an example of somebody external that we work with.
Sandy, how does RGAX position itself as part of the vibrant startup community?
We work with startup companies across either Silicon Valley or from New York or wherever we may find them, where they have a niche in the marketplace of how they're bringing their own business model to the market that may impact the life insurance industry in a positive way. So we'll invest in these small startup companies, and we'll do that so that we can partner with them, learn from them, they learn from us, and look for an opportunity to co-create, co-innovate, and essentially a co-revenue opportunity.
So Sandy, when you look at your ideas, how do you know if you'll be successful or not? And how do you know when to cut bait if not?
So for all of our initiatives, when we run them through the process, We set up a series of success measures, especially at the prototype phase where we're investing a little bit more funding. We set up success measures. Those are cast over the duration of the prototypes. And those success measures we evaluate every 3 months. So we do what we call stage funding. And we do a deep dive checkpoint on these initiatives every 3 months, evaluate how the initiative is doing based on a series of key performance indicators, what they're building, what relationships they're forming, what they've spent so far. And we'll look at that to determine the progress of these initiatives. If we don't see the progress, then we consider killing the initiative, and then the initiative lead or the entrepreneur in residence will move them back to concept validation to pick up another business concept to take it forward. But that's how we determine is based on these success measures. And those are key. So we have a lot of rigor at this prototype phase because the investment's a little bit more and the duration for the prototype is a little bit longer. It's usually 12 to 18 months before we can get it to a scaled business.
Sandy, what are the benefits of the RGAX discipline process?
Well, the benefits is scope, focus, and it allows us to be able to put our funding where we want to accelerate and then stop the funding when we know something's not going to succeed. So definitely focus, scope, and being able to accelerate those initiatives that we know will be successful.
How then do you keep your efforts focused at RGAX?
Obviously, everything we do, we want to make sure it lines up to our strategy, to our four lines of business, which is data and analytics, digital distribution, consumer engagement, and insurance services. These are all fall under that larger umbrella of life insurance and focused into these four lines of business.
So what is RGAX interested in? And what really piques your interest?
We're interested in those things that, again, line to our strategy, those four lines of business. It's essentially life, health, wellness, business concepts that will have a positive impact on the industry and ensure the success of our carrier clients.
What are some important considerations that you've learned, Sandy, that you'd like to pass on to listeners that might be thinking about entrepreneurship and innovation?
Well, definitely roles and skills are critical. Making sure that you have people with commercialization experience, they are key to be able to run these initiatives and make sure that they're succeeding. And subject matter experts, the people that have the knowledge, the underwriting expertise, the life insurance expertise, the actuarial expertise, that's key. The other thing is obviously the discipline process, making sure you have a discipline process so you can keep your teams focused and keep them working on the things that are relevant. But I think the biggest lesson learned for us is really learning and understanding the pace for growing these businesses is slow and takes time. And you have to have patience and you have to have an appetite for risk. And by that, it's if you know that some of these will not succeed, but those that do succeed, you can scale them up to transformational businesses.
So, Sandy, when you're talking about transforming the life insurance industry, can you give us an example of a product along those lines?
Well, we have a relationship with a company called Everplans. It's a partnership that we have in place, and their product is positioned toward the financial services industry. RGAX, we are bringing that product to the life insurance industry. And so a lot of the business models or business concepts or partnership relationships that we have, we are building these initiatives forward so that we can impact the life insurance industry in a positive way. So it's more about transforming the insurance industry, not necessarily about transforming a business.
Can you describe specifically what Everplans is?
Everplans is an end-of-life planning and consumer tool, but it can be positioned to the end consumer. It can also be positioned to financial advisor services industry as well as insurance agents so that they can provide that as a value added to their consumer that buys a policy. They can also have the Everplans tool, which is a secure data vault that can hold information about end-of-life planning, wills, things like that.
Sandy, by their very nature, startups are risky business. So how do you go about navigating those waters?
Well, with everything we do, we're taking a business model concept, which is essentially a startup, and we're trying to scale that to a full-blown business. It's risky because some of them will not succeed. We will fail fast on some of them, and then we will take our funds and double down on those that we believe that can accelerate. So you have to have an appetite for risk to be able to build these different models and be able to have this pipeline flow of new ideas that you're trying to bring into the industry.
Sandy, Mike, thanks for joining us today for another C-Speak interview. C-Speak, sponsored by PNC Bank.